Blog Talk Radio.
I tell you one thing, Fred.
Yeah.
I've been working like overnight for like over 10 years. And yo, it is something that I can never get used to. It's like I'll never get enough sleep during the day to compensate for like being up like all night. That's crazy. Like
right.
I'm trying to get my marbles together right now. That I worked last night, and I had a nap today, a couple of strong naps, but they weren't that strong because, you know, my head still ain't in the game, but, you know, we're going to make it work.
Definitely.
We might as well, you know, get right into it, but before we do that, how you doing, Red? How you feeling? What's going on with you?
I'm good, just chilling, just, you know. Just waiting, you know, not waiting, but, you know, just, you know, watch a little bit of, you know, how this storm is going, you know, it's just, you know, just so, you know, it's hurricane season, everybody should know that by now, you know, around this time into September, you know, October, we got the hurricane season going on, and, you know, people down in Louisiana, you know, hopefully everybody, you know, get prayers going out for them, because, they get it the worst. They always get it the worst. Everybody going on down south, they always get it the worst when these storms hit. So by the time they hit us, you know, it's just like more rain, but, you know, never know how we going to get it. So,
yeah, well, you know,
so hope everybody be safe.
Yeah, definitely a shout out to people on the southern end, you know, Louisiana. Where else did the storm hit besides Louisiana? It was like two storms, right? It was like two storms that just kind of materialized. Like,
yeah, we had, I think, Henry like 2 weeks ago, and now here come Ida, so it's like got back-to-back stuff going on here.
Yeah.
But why they can't stay where they at or wherever.
Yeah, I know that's wild. But, yeah, you know, prayers, you know, everybody going through it. right now with these storms going on. Like, once again, I apologize. I really am not really into the news and stuff like that. I mean, I stay on certain things, I read about certain things, especially when it comes down to the show. But,
right.
You know, depending on the topic, but I really don't watch news too much because it's kind of depressing to me. So I just stay away from it. But,
right.
That's basically the gist of it. You know. But, once again, the menu on Blog Talk Radio, guest caller numbers 347-224-3395. Our topic for tonight is about these mandatory vaccines. Yeah. I've been in, a few discussions. Well, you know, it's not the whole thing of mandatory vaccines. Does it look like it's going that direction of where they're going to make this vaccine, you know, this vaccine for COVID mandatory, you know, and put all types of stipulations and on it and things of that nature. You know, I've been engaging, you know, this past, you know, like last week, you know, and so far this week, even though it's only like Tuesday, with a couple of people pertaining to their thoughts, their views. You know, I've been doing some reading, and it's a bit scary for the time that we live in now, where we have this thing COVID. Now, of course, you know, 2020 was definitely just like a bad situation. Like a lot of people would just like to erase the year of 2020, like, you know, off the timeline and start something new. But, you know, we can't, you know, 2020 was definitely an eye opener. You know, we lost a lot of people, you know, rest in peace to all those that lost someone. And, you know, there's still some people that are actually, you know, trying to recover, whether it's mentally, emotionally, or physically from COVID-19. And, you know, also called the coronavirus. So then all of a sudden there's this vaccine that they pop up with. People, you know, do their homework. It takes years to come up with vaccines, you know, to combat something, but they came up with this one kind of quick. You know, we're not going to get into the whole thing of how the coronavirus came about, things of that nature, because, you know, there's always some speculation. You know, everybody has their own theory, you know, whether it's working or not working theory, but, you know, everybody has their opinion, view, and once again, theory. We have the vaccine. People are on the fence about it because, oh, it just came out of nowhere. You know, they just made this, like, within a couple of months. Like, how could it actually be credible? How could it actually be possible? Listen, I'm not here to push, you know, my feelings or opinions on anyone. I guess me personally, I got to look at the logic of things. And but what's crazy is we live in a world nowadays where my logic is not your truth. It may not be deemed as the truth and vice versa. So I just got to look at it from, you know, how it's all presented. You know, and it's damned if you do and damned if you don't, in my opinion, when it comes down to this vaccine. Because can you die from getting the vaccine? They'll say it's a slim chance. They'll also say that it may be, you know, there's some side effects. You know, just like any time, like you watch TV and the commercials come on and they advertise medicine and they say, you know, these are possible side effects, you know, eye bleeding or, you know, thoughts of suicide or this, that, and the third. There's always some type of weird side effects to, you know, some type of medication. And, you know, people can take this vaccine and things can happen. Things may not happen. You know, it depends. But then there's the coronavirus itself where that's also a gamble as well. It could get you and you can, you know, recover, or it could get you and you may not make a full recovery, or it could get you and you could die. Simple and plain. I mean, there's a lot of misinformation and not the right amount of education when it comes down to this coronavirus. And I really fault our so-called leaders and so-called, you know, not only just the political leaders, but I also, you know, fault these people in the medical field who are, I mean, yes, if I got to say it, the Faucis, the CDC, because one day it's one thing, and then the next day is something else, or the next week is something else. So people are confused as well as scared, and you can't mix fear and confusion, because when you do that, that automatically is like, nah, I'm not, you know, I'm not taking it. Like, oh, I'm not doing this.
Right.
Because once again, yeah, it's damned if you do and damned if you don't.
Right. And that doesn't help when you're doing, when you do that, and now you're trying to make a divide and force people into taking the vaccine now. Once again, it, you did this within months. It's supposed to take, well, supposedly it's supposed to take years to develop a vaccine. So now you did this within months.
At least 5 years, at least.
Right, at least. So you did this within maybe months or maybe a year. So once again, just like you said, you can't put fear into you know, fusion into fear, fear into fusion. You're putting fear, and then you wonder why people are scared to take the vaccine. You wonder why people are the ones that are taking it, now they're going to be against the people that don't take it. You're making the divide. We already have enough divide going on in this country. So now you're going to make it even a more, even worse now, because now the people that are unvaccinated, you know, are going to get picked on. It's like now we, you know, now people are going to get picked on. Oh, you're not vaccinated, so you're not this and you're not that. And then once again, it's a discrimination. Like, once again, now here's where the discrimination comes in. So now you have, once again, you got the thing, and now you have to show a card or on your, the app on your phone or whatever to prove that you've been vaccinated, or you can't go somewhere. Now, guess what? That's discrimination. Because once again, you're forcing people. So now, say if it's, we don't, so far, what is it, bars, restaurants, what is it, the gyms, it's movie theaters, it's this, that, and the other, and all these entertainment things, it's other things here and there. Okay, so now.
And Broadway, stuff like that. Broadway.
Right. So now, this is where the discrimination, now once again, this is where the discrimination comes from. Guess what? What if, once again, what if I don't want to take the vaccine? What if I didn't get a chance to take the vaccine? What if I bought tickets for something and I didn't get a chance to take the vaccine? You know, maybe I have a medical condition, maybe this, maybe that. So guess what? You're going to deny me entry to something and I paid my money for it? Now guess what? Look what happened. Now I don't know if you heard or you seen. Well, you know, like I said, I just happened to, you know, I don't watch the news like that, but these things just happen to either come up on my phone or if I'm just scrolling through TV or whatever. So, guess what? At the U.S. Open, but they kind of kept it on the hush. At the U.S. Open, guess what? They had lines backed up people, crowds of people. Guess what? Because they got to check who's vaccinated, who's not. They got to check. So, guess what? Now, you're going to create more of a chaos. Because now that you gotta have people in place to check that, make sure people that have, you know, gotta check the phones or paperwork on. And guess what? Say somebody goes to a venue, oh, well, we gotta check to see if you got your car. They gotta dig in their wallet. They gotta dig for this. That's gonna cause so much of a mess. You should have seen the mass of people that was out there complaining. This is ridiculous. Why we gotta stand here for long? And they missed half the match because they're standing outside. Because they got to wait for people to be, you know, they got to have people checking to see if somebody's vaccinated or not. You see what I'm saying? It's like you're just creating more of, like, people are already angry. People are already frustrated. It's, you know, people are already happy. You're kind of happy that, oh, we finally able to go outside and go somewhere. Now you're going to put this bullshit in place, and now you're going to make, now it's going to be, you know, anger all over again. Because I guarantee it's going to be some type of fight. Somebody's going to be mad. I'm telling you, it's going to get chaotic again.
True. 6947, you're on the air with the menu. What's up?
Hi, guys. How you guys doing?
Hello.
Hey,
how are
Sherry.
You?
Hi,
how you doing,
Sherry?
Sherry?
I'm
doing well. I'm hanging in there.
Good.
This whole thing with the vaccination going, and I agree. they are putting unvaccinated versus vaccinated people. And the way they're presenting it is like, if you're unvaccinated, that you're a spreader. I mean, you have it and you're spreading it to everybody. But in reality, whether you're vaccinated or not, it's about equal. You can spread it and they can spread it. You know?
Exactly.
And people are, because they're being vaccinated, they're starting to feel comfortable and they're saying, well, I'm vaccinated. That means I don't have to wear my mask. But you still can spread it to somebody and you still can get it. They're talking about breakthrough cases, like their rarities. They're not giving you the numbers on these breakthrough cases because they're not that rare. There are a lot more people that are having these so-called breakthroughs. They've been vaccinated, they've had COVID, and they're still getting sick. And those are not the numbers they're releasing to us. They're just saying, unvaccinated people, the vaccination is about if you should get sick, you will probably not get as sick as if you didn't have it. That's the only thing it does for you at this point. It doesn't guarantee you don't get sick. It doesn't guarantee you don't spread it. It doesn't guarantee that you can't get it. And so as an adult, or even if you're a parent of a child, you should have that right to make a decision whether or not it works for you. Unfortunately, as usual, when people don't want you to have that free choice, they start taking away privileges or rights, or versus privileges, then it's rights. Now, my job currently, I'm working remote. They told us we're going back to the office in November. But once we go back to the office in November, unvaccinated people have to take this elevator. Vaccinated people have to take that elevator. Okay, that's a good idea, but what happens when we go to the office?
Wow.
We all sitting there with the recycled air, breathing on each other. Isn't that a waste of energy?
So it's just another way
to discriminate, and people of color are used to being discriminated against, so we already know what it feels like for our other people that are not used to it. It's extreme for them.
Now, I know at my job, like, do they offer the other option with you of, okay, if you don't have proof of vaccination, like you haven't been vaccinated, you have to take a test,
like once a week,
and, you know, to show that, like, you don't have COVID. And I was just asking somebody at my job, like, at whose expense do you possibly do that? And they were like, oh, yours. I was like, you're trying to tell me I would have to keep going to the doctor before the start of my work week and to bring you a negative test result? Like, that's ridiculous.
Right.
Like,
really
not only is
it ridiculous, you walk into the office and you don't have COVID on Monday. That doesn't mean you don't have COVID 15 minutes after arriving in the office. You sat down next to somebody with a spreader. You caught it, and guess what? You get to go to the office for another 2 weeks, and you have COVID and sit there, and then the following week you find out you have it. Now what? Just doesn't make any sense. They haven't thought out anything. The only thing they know is that they don't know.
Exactly, and that's what I was saying earlier about the whole thing is the misinformation and like the non-education that our so-called, you know, leaders and, you know, medicine and politicians and, you know, the medical field, like, they're not really equipping us because they don't know. Now, mind you, this thing mutates. And I was talking with someone last night at work, and they were telling me that there's another strain that they apparently found supposedly, like, in Africa. I don't know how true this is. So I was like, yeah, so you're trying to tell me there's another strain. They said, yeah, there's another strain.
There's
and
a whole bunch of them.
Worse.
There is.
But doesn't it always happen
in Africa? Don't the diseases always happen in Africa, like AIDS and everything else? Come on now.
Of course.
I'm surprised they went to China first. I expected them to go to Africa first.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they had to throw off the suspicion. But,
right.
You know, it's crazy because this thing mutates. So if it mutates, how can you really make a solid vaccine that's going to actually be that effective to cover a virus that mutates? So you know, in some discussions and in some reading, they're talking about there may be a possibility of a booster shot, because the vaccine that you take now may prove to be non-effective over the course of time or against another strain. So you're going to have to take a booster shot. Now, I'm going to, you know, just put it out there. I took the vaccine. And, you know, for some reason, I was just, you know, oh, you feel okay? Like my daughter and my sister, oh, you okay? Are you okay? And my daughter tells her, are you okay? Now, my daughter got a little achy, you know, for like a day or so. Me, I just, you know, a little shot in the arm, shoulders a little stiff, but otherwise I felt fine. I'm not going to keep rolling the dice. And I'm not going to do any booster shot. Like, I took this, and I was leery about it, but I'm not going to keep doing it. Yeah, I took the shot, but I'm not going to be an idiot and walk around without a mask on. No, I can't afford to do that. Yes, I've always washed my hands. I'm going to keep washing my hands. You know, I've always been a clean person. I'm going to keep being a clean person. I'm going to keep taking the precautions, whether I have a shot or not. The whole thing is you can't get complacent, because you could be accountable for yourself, but you can't be accountable for everyone else. And now everybody else may be clean like you. Not everybody may want to, you know, cover their mouth when they cough like you. So, yes, of course, I still wear a mask. You know, I don't take that for granted, you know, at all. But that whole thing with the booster shot, like, yeah. See, that's where you lose me. Because now you're trying to tell me a person, like, I don't take the flu shot. And I probably only had the flu one time in my life, maybe when I was a kid, and that was it. But the whole thing is I'm not going to keep taking a booster shot to do what? To actually, for the booster shot to maybe prove ineffective for something that you can't even get a grip on out the gate. Like, what's the real purpose of it?
I think my biggest problem is tomorrow school starts out here. You have a large population of these kids that are not even eligible to get these shots, and you're putting them all together. They found that COVID is present in some pets, dogs and cats. So if dogs and cats are catching it, and the little kids are catching it, and you're sending them all together, say my child wasn't sick. Now that he's in school and he's under the age of 12, he now has caught COVID because, as you know, a lot of us are protesting that it's unconstitutional to force our kids to put masks on. We don't want them wearing masks in school. We want them maskless. It hides their faces. It messes with their mental ability. We want our kids to sit out here and breathe on each other and then bring it back into the home so we all can get sick. And it's just, to me, for you to say it's dangerous for adults, but it's okay for kids, saying that the amount of COVID patients that are growing, they're all kids under the age of 12. Look at those hospital beds that are filling up, little kids. And they don't have a solution except, well, let's get back to the way it was. We'll figure it out as it happens. It's happening tomorrow.
Well, Ms. Cherry, I get, like, you just made a great point. But now remember at the start of this, they put it all on the elderly. They said, you know, this was a thing for the elderly. It was a respiratory issue, and it attacked the elderly. They said the young people were sick. Now you see now all of a sudden the young people, the younger people, the kids, are like the most vulnerable right now, and they do not have any type of, you know, they don't have any shots, any vaccine. They don't, what can they do for them? Like, I do agree with you. They're not putting out the numbers that we need to know about, nor do we need to see pertaining to what's going on, because, of course, they don't want to do it because they feel if they put the numbers out, then it's going to make people not want to do the vaccine because it's like, well, damn, what's the purpose of taking the vaccine if this is still going to happen? But at the same time, you give me the vaccine, but you're not even doing anything for the kids. But my
you're not
question,
even telling me what's in it.
Exactly.
You're not telling me what's in it.
But my thing is,
absolutely,
I got to ask, and either one of you can answer, you can both answer, whatever, but what are your thoughts on this? Why can't children under 12 get the vaccine? Why not?
You know, I really can't. You know, I've been wondering that myself. Now, this, why children under 12 can't get the vaccine? You know, I really don't know. Like, that's something that baffles me as well. You know, as well as why I see children that are under 12 not wearing a mask. Like, why, like, people have, I mean, a baby, all right, you can't have the baby wearing a mask because that's when, you know, you would have to just cover the child up. But I see kids and they're 3 and 4 years old and 2, 3 and 4 and 5 years old, and they're not wearing any masks.
Yep.
So
we don't have them on quick.
I don't understand either why children under 12, you know, under 12, you know, can't get the vaccine. That baffles me as well.
It's your same as Sherry.
It's weird because they start boosters for kids to go to school at 4.
Exactly.
They're holding off on doing this. I happen to know someone who is pregnant right now. She's getting ready to have her first baby in a couple of weeks, and her doctor pushed her to get the COVID, the COVID vaccination. So pushing pregnant women, unborn babies in your belly, safe for them, I don't understand.
Right.
Exactly. So why can't a child under 12 or children 12 and under get the vaccine? Like, see, they, once again, there's the misinformation or it's the non-education, you know, factor of it. Like what are you not telling us? Like, what makes it safe for 12 and up that it doesn't make it safe for 12 and under? And those are the ones that are at risk right now. Those are the ones that are the most vulnerable right now. It seems to be the children. Like, you can't,
that's
you
right.
can't. It's like you can't
I'm sorry.
Make people
I was gonna
feel
say,
safe. What's up?
I was going to say, my nephew is headed into junior high, and he's not 12 yet, but he's going to a school that's filled with 12, 13, and 14-year-olds. So pretty much the majority of the kids in that school, if their parents chose to, they had the option to vaccinate them. He doesn't have that option. So now what are you doing with him? If you believe that because he's unvaccinated that he's a spreader or that he's going to get very, very sick, why is it okay to put him in that position and not everybody else? He doesn't have the option.
That's the big question mark. You see how, like, hypocritical it is? And then they wonder why people just refuse to do certain things.
Right.
Like, you can't sit there. Like, I am not going to blame anyone or treat anyone different whether you're vaccinated or not. It's your right. It's your choice. And I very much disagree with how they're treating or trying to treat people who chose not to get vaccinated. Because it doesn't make sense. Like, you're setting a certain precedent for people who choose to have the free will to not do it compared to those who just said, oh, I'm just going to follow along, you know, follow the leader, and I'm going to do it. So you're going to reward the people who decided to get vaccinated, like, oh, you got the keys to this, and you can do that, you can do that. Mind you, we can still get it. We can still get it, we can still pass it. I'm sure there are probably people who have been vaccinated that may have had some type of complications or may have even died, but of course they're not going to put those numbers out because the last thing they want to do is make it seem like the vaccine is not effective. But the thing is, and the truth of the matter is, how effective is it really? Because you're telling me to take a needle for something I would have to go quarantine for 14 days. So once again, you're rolling the dice, and it can, you know, you can win or you can lose, but it's a gamble that, you know, everyone takes. Because if that's the case, what's the purpose of telling somebody to go quarantine for 14 days and then next thing you know, it's over?
That's another point
versus
that you
taking
just brought up, like, saying that people that have COVID can't get vaccinated, right? If you're actively COVID, you cannot get the vaccination. You have to wait the 14 days. Then you can go and get the vaccination. So if you've already gone through COVID and so-called built up your immunity, if that's what you want to call it, what would be the purpose of taking the vaccine? Well, it seems like you would need it before you got COVID. You already have COVID. What's the purpose of having to go in and take the vaccination afterwards?
Exactly.
But if you get it again the second time, you get sick, which means that it didn't work.
Well, that is interesting that you say that. It's very interesting you say that, because I was speaking with someone and they said it's stupid to take the vaccination after you've already had it, because then the vaccination can probably wipe out the antibodies that your body has built up to fight it off. Now, you know, I'm not in the medical field. I don't know. This person told me, you know, they read that somewhere. So, you know, I got to do some reading on it too. But, I mean, it kind of makes sense to me. It's like if your body, listen, our bodies can, you know, heal themselves given, you know, depending on what we do. And our bodies fight off certain things. Certain things, you know, are just, you know, a bit too much, you know, depending on, you know, how your body works, because everybody's body's different and reacts differently. Gotcha.
Right.
If you build up an antibody to fight the COVID, what's the purpose of taking a vaccine? To do what? To protect you from what? Something that you already had or your body already fought off and naturally made its own, you know, immunity to it. But then again, there is no real immunity if it keeps turning into something else. You can never be immune. You can never make anything that's going to, you know, stop it or shut it down, maybe slow it down. But then at the same time, what they're not also telling a lot of people is the fact that it alters, it's altering your genes. I think that's one of the main reasons why a lot of people are not dealing with this vaccine thing, is because it's altering them genetically. And I find a big problem with that. Because I don't think we should take something. What's up, Mr.?
No, I was going to say, I know that they're doing research showing that there are long-term effects. You know, there are people who, they had the COVID, they supposedly built their immune system up, and they think that a year and a half now down the line, they're doing better, but now they're finding problems with their lungs, or they're finding that there's a situation going on with their heart. You know, so understand that this is something to stop the spread right now. Don't have enough data on what happens 4 years from now when it's not such a quote-unquote emergency, and now you have heart disease, or now you have a problem with your lungs, or something's wrong with you. I think there was something I heard about as far as, like, paralysis. So you take this shot, and now all of a sudden, not able to walk. 6 years later, can't figure it out.
Right.
An emergency, so they're trying to fix it with a Band-Aid. And they're trying to push everybody to take that Band-Aid. And some people are saying, no, let's find out what's going on, whether I need an operation or not. I don't want the Band-Aid. I want it fixed completely. And like I said, whenever they introduce something and you don't agree with it, they take away your privileges, they take away your rights.
And that's what they're doing.
Absolutely.
Like I said, they're taking away everybody's rights to, you know, once again, this is supposed to be a free country. This is not a dictator. So now, once again, because a person doesn't want to get the vaccination, now you're going to cut them off from services and things that, you know, now you can't go in, you can't come in here because you're not vaccinated. You know, and then once again, that's taking away someone's rights. So now guess what? Once again, people of color, as Ms. Sherry said, we're used to it, but now it's like a double slap in the face, because now, you know, people can always say, because I'm black, and I'm not vaccinated. You know, they'll try to use that because they already have that in their head. Oh, we know most black people ain't going to take that vaccination because they got all these conspiracy theories. And guess what? We got a right to feel that way.
Yeah,
we have a right to feel that way
because
they always using us as guinea pigs. We've been used as guinea pig for the last 300, 400, 500 years. Okay, let's talk about the crack epidemic. Okay, what they throw that damn crate challenge. Who's doing that? You don't see nobody. You know, you don't see the other people doing that. You don't see us doing that. I don't mean to put it out there, but I'm just saying. Like, you know.
And if you, in the beginning, when they started rolling it out, experimental, you know, emergency use only, pushing it in minority neighborhoods. They said they wanted to serve the underprivileged. So after 400 years, now you care about the minority neighborhood enough where you're going to take it out of other people that can afford it and pay you, and they've always been first, and you want to run it through the minority neighborhood?
I don't think it
made that big of a difference where they went from the survival of the fittest. No. You go first. You haven't had a good life. We're going to go ahead and send that to you and your people and make sure that you survive. I don't believe that.
Yep.
Sorry.
Exactly. Yep. Me neither. Yep. Yep. And then on top of that, I feel a lot of people will go, you know, a lot of people are going to go ahead and take, you know, a lot of our people are going to go ahead and take that vaccine because, once again, they heard, oh, you can't go here, you can't go there, you got to have it to travel. You got this. So guess what? With all these people like that, everybody want to go to Miami and everybody, well, no, I want to travel. I mean, if you have to travel for family purposes or because that's something that you do every year or whatever, if it's for that person, you have to go because of, you know, certain things, that's different. But no, a lot of them are going to, you know, a lot of the ignorance is going to be, oh, well, I want to go to Miami or I want to go to DR so I can get this butt lift or whatever it is. So guess what? Let me go get the COVID, you know, let me go get the vaccine so this way I'll be able to travel. Okay. So which is more important, your life or travel?
They made it affordable to travel now. People that never had the opportunity due to finances, due to working schedules and things like that, they didn't have the opportunity. So now things shut down. You have a little extra stimulus coming in where you can cover the kids and, you know, yourself, and you have that dream vacation. What do? You pack your family up and you take them into an area that you know is full with COVID. Overseas, at a certain point, they weren't allowing any international flights in, but now everything's open, and you take your family into that COVID-infested area because this is your only opportunity to. And then when you come back, you get sick. So if you think about it, the only time they had this COVID spread under control, they stopped a whole bunch of travel. You couldn't travel.
Yeah.
Nobody was going
when they
in,
shut everything down.
Thinking about shutting down states. Couldn't go from New York to Connecticut. Looking at you cross at it. They didn't want you in Jersey if you lived in New York. I mean,
yeah,
they
you know
shut
what?
Down everything.
Right. They should have, and you know what? They should have kept it like that.
And
they should have kept it like that.
Stop it.
But see now.
They should have kept it like that.
To your point, to both of your points, if they would have kept it like that, you know what type of outrage it would have been for people to actually, you have to stay here, you have to stay there. That's like a new form of segregation to actually keep everybody away. You know what I'm saying? That, like, that's what would have to be done, and it would have to be done for a lengthy amount of time until this is actually, you know, beaten, until the numbers are basically zero. To a certain percentage, it would have to be to zero.
But guess what? Not because you are that the whole point of the matter is it's not going to be zero. Now the numbers may go down, but it's not going to be zero, because guess what? This has been around all the time. It's just that it's being put out there, because once again, this is something of like the popular. I feel that it's population control that they're doing this. Well, once again, I don't know why people are not getting, once again, the 2020 census. Y'all do know that, you know, that's for, you know, we all know what the census is for, just taking a polling of people in certain neighborhoods and certain cities and states and stuff like that for resources. So guess what? If you knock off a couple of people or knock off people or, put something in place to get rid of people, you won't have to put so much money into certain neighborhoods and certain, you know, places and states and all this other stuff. So my thing is, like I said, they should have kept it like that. Like I said, at the end of the day, you're saying what you're saying, and I understand that people didn't want that to happen. I mean, or maybe they would probably get a little stir crazy over. But guess what? Look what happened when you opened up outside. This is why we got the Delta, Spirit Airlines, or whatever the hell it is. This is why we have that now. How did all of a sudden when everything opened back up? Now here comes the Delta variant. Guess what? If we kept everything shut down, Delta variant wouldn't be walking around. But no,
also,
everybody wants to go outside.
It's important to remember that. So we heard about COVID at the end of 2020, bought a can of Lysol, and on the label it was talking about COVID. It was before 2020.
Yeah.
It's not that it just appeared. They were aware of it. They had actually created something to help kill it. And your Lysol can of spray until it started to spin out of control. I don't know how it got here. It started to get to the point
somebody's
where they could not control it.
The toilet paper.
Playing around with nature.
Toilet paper.
Because
they
did
toilet paper.
They couldn't control
it anymore.
They couldn't control it and they couldn't hide it anymore. Then they had to come out and make us aware going on as much as they want us to know. A lot more than us, telling us what they want us to know, because, like I said, it's already addressed on things that were your Lysol can of spray has COVID listed on it. Definitely there before 2020.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, of course, it was definitely there before 2020, but, you know, this is what happens when, you know, the humans tamper with nature. You know, this is, there's a cause and effect. And this is the effect. A lot of people, there are people out there that don't want to believe it, but, I mean, come on. Let's not fool ourselves. I mean, you got to, once again, look at it logically. This thing just kind of just came out of nowhere. I mean, I don't think so.
I don't really think that.
Yeah, well, they'll call it conspiracy theory, but my thing is, listen, shit just don't happen for no reason. You know what I'm
saying? My conspiracy theory was, I don't know if you guys remember at the beginning of this, right? We had spies over in Wuhan or wherever it was in China.
Yeah, Wuhan, China.
And then you had Trump. Trump, and he pulled out all our spies and all our inspectors out of the lab where supposedly COVID got started. Then 3 months, widespread. Almost feel like the type of person he was. There was some backdoor negotiation where unfavorable president, a lot of people didn't like him, don't come in and save the day. It was going to be an epidemic, step in with the right answer and save the day. He was dealing with people who considered ruthless, our friends. He underestimated them. And for whatever agreement he made, decided they wasn't going to keep it. Now they had all the playing cards. You remember in the beginning of all this, and this is just my conspiracy theory, if you remember in the beginning of stuff, he was like sweating. He was sweating at a certain point about this coronavirus. And people were dropping like flies, like he was hiding and stuff like that. But before, it was an arrogance. He went over to China, these are my friends, and he's tapping them on the back, and, you know, now all of a sudden we got a new friendship with him. And all of a sudden, it gets out of control, and then, you know, these Chinese people, kung fu, and all the rest of this, and now he wants to stir up hatred. Split.
Yeah.
What happened? They were your friends last week, now they're not. Everything that happened in between there was the introduction of the coronavirus.
Yep.
Feeling on that, so like, I honestly feel he went over there, something that he did in order to make him a popular president. He has some negotiation. You know, let it out, and then I'll come and I'll buy the antidote. And, you know, I'll be the savior. I'll come in and I'll save everybody. And when China did it, they said, no, you know, we let it out. Now we have the cure. You will do what we say. You know, I want to be your friend. You know, your kung fu, you brought it over here. You know, how did he know they brought it? No.
Facts.
I mean, listen.
It's just interesting, the chain of events like what you speak on, the Harvard professor that they were paying, that, you know, that China was actually taking care of, that was helping them, you know, supposedly, you know, manipulate or work on this coronavirus thing, that they don't speak about him anymore. You know, it's just a lot. You know, we can all draw conclusions. We all have our theories. It's just a lot. And I think that's the part where it's like everybody just butting heads on. And it gets to a point where it's like, all right, we don't know where it started, or we think we know where it started. It's like, so what are we going to do now? Because this really seems like it's an attack on everyone's freedom. It seems like it's an attack, you know, on people's, you know, their free will. So now I'll ask you this. So I'll bring this up. Like, there's certain employers, like if you do get COVID or you do take the shot, if you take the vaccine and something happens, your job is not covering you. You know, because some jobs, I don't know about all, but some jobs are just like, well, hey, if you get sick, you're on your own.
Yep.
And it's like, wow, like I took the vaccine, like you're not making any, you know what I'm saying? And if anything happens to you, any side effects or something like that, it's like, are they rewriting any bills to make it as where if you something happens to happen to you because of COVID or because of the vaccine, like will you be able to, you know, claim it as a disability or, you know, things of that nature? Like all these are question
That's
marks
my...
and going forward. What's up?
That's my concern. If you're making it mandatory for me to keep my job, because currently in my job, doing is that every day we have to go and we have to tell them whether or not we got the vaccination. That's the first question. Did get it, you go into a different pile. If you didn't get it, it's like, will you be in contact with other people? Answer yes, you go a different route. If you answer no, you're clear to work for the day. Now, on my job, they will pay you, or they give you paid time to take off to go get the vaccination. 2 hours, I think they give us up to 4 hours to be able to go in and get the vaccination. However, to get COVID as a result of, before it was like you would get the 14 days or the, you know, the mandatory date, time off, you would be paid. Now it's starting to become, when we go back into November, they're not going to cover it. If you get sick on your own, whether you're vaccinated or not.
Wow.
Have sick time, or you better be able to have unpaid time. Well, I think you can do like a short-term leave or unpaid. But starting to change the narrative now because that the government has backed the fact that now mandatory, you must do it. They're pushing us to the point where, like I said, right now privileges, conveniences are being taken away, but pretty soon they're pushing for rights to be taken away. And once they get that clearance that your rights could be taken away, see a whole different employment market out there. That's what we're handling.
Exactly.
That's my particular job. That's how they handle it.
Exactly. And you know what, that's crazy. Like, how do you make somebody choose your health or your job? That, you know what I'm saying, that's like a real kick in the ass. Like, your health or your job. So if
so
I choose,
make you
I
make that choice every day.
I
they
know.
Make that choice
every
day.
But this is straight blunt. This is straight obvious. This is a
right. Like, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like an ultimatum to a degree.
Doing that with the medical profession. They're telling them if you don't take this shot, then you ought to be fired. And this is my answer. Okay, you fired him. Now who's going to fill that job? Skilled nurse do you have to step in and fill that job? And remember, before the vaccination was available, for the last year and a half, they weren't vaccinated and they were able to do their job. So now the vaccination is available and they can't do their job? Want them fired? Let's fill that. How many doctors do you have on standby? Come to the emergency room and the doctor is not there because he didn't take the shot. I'm sitting there and I'm bleeding out. First of all, when I go to any doctor, my first question is not, are you vaccinated? Here they are. Like, for medical attention to get better. Never leave a hospital because the doctor wasn't vaccinated.
Right.
What's all this about? Heroes? Are they villains? We have to stop with this nonsense. We really do. These people have been unvaccinated for at least a year and a half lives, and now, sudden, if they're in the same position doing the same job, now we want them fired. As they take a vaccination.
That's crazy. What's going on, Hot Rod? Holla.
I don't know what to say anymore. Is this mandatory for me to be on this show every Tuesday night? Or do I need permission?
Only,
I don't know anymore.
Only if you got Grey Goose. Only if you got Grey Goose.
You need permission from me.
Yeah, you're good.
Well,
you need permission from me.
Well, I have a question for Miss Cherry, if I may. Hello?
Yes, you can.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm using my T-Mobile phone, so you know my phone sucks right now. But excuse me. Miss Cherry. If you're my hairdresser or my barber, do I have the right to ask you personally if you receive the vaccine? And if you have not received the vaccine, is it wrong that I turn my services away from you and choose someone else who's vaccinated to do my hair?
If I was your barber, you coming to me is I'm providing a service. You don't have to take the service from me, from whoever. If you're not happy with, just like everything, even with my job, as horrible as it sounds, really unhappy, I'm free to go someplace else. What keeps me there is maybe I feel a little bit connected, huh?
True, but if I ask you, you tell me, you know what, that's none of your business, Rodney, because you know what, that's my personal life. Do you have the right to tell me that? Because are you turning away customers with that type of attitude or saying?
That right to tell you that? Be turning you away as a customer, because if I spoke to you like that, you have the right to take your money and go someplace where they respect you. If you felt uncomfortable, like if you're uncomfortable with it, deal breaker for you, it's a deal breaker for you. If they say it's none of your business,
true,
and that's their reaction, take my money and go someplace else. You're not the only person in town.
True.
And if your services are if you're not respected,
It's a privacy issue.
Yeah, exactly. I feel that might be the next level. You know, like, are you vaccinated? No, I can't be with you. You vaccinated? All right, let's go out together. I feel that might be the next step, you know? It would be vaccinated versus the non-vaccinated people.
Right. Well, you know that's going to happen anyway.
Of course.
I can't deal with you because you're not vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. One of the things we addressed, we said, well, what happens is I'm sitting next to you, and I've come down with COVID. Now, my boss now has to come in and announce to everybody that I have COVID because they've been close to me. Isn't that a violation of the privacy laws?
You know what? My company had that issue a while back. Well, you know what? My company had that issue a while back, and it's one of the stupidest things, like to your example, Ms. Cherry, is like if I caught COVID, we send out the email that, you know, we're not giving no names, but there's someone in the area who got COVID, stay home, office. But and you look around the office, wait a minute, Brother B's not in the office. Does he have COVID?
Yeah.
He's been gone for 14 days. but they won't tell you the name. It's like, really, people? Is that really confidential?
What?
Tell me.
We can't figure
this
one out.
They didn't think any of this stuff through. They didn't think any of this stuff through. They're not thinking any of this stuff through. They just throwing stuff out there. Yeah, they just throwing stuff out there and not realizing how this stuff is going, how all of this you're putting in place is going to affect people. It's like I said, it's going to be chaotic. Like I said, look at the U.S. Open. All those people that say, you know, all them people paying a good amount of money to go to the U.S. Open and you missing half the damn tennis match because you got to sit there and wait for other people. You got a whole crowd out there because, we got to check to make sure that everybody's vaccinated or they have a vaccination card. You got to be digging with stuff and scratching. So, listen, come on now. Like, what are y'all doing? Like, I really serious
about this. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Cherry.
I was going to say a personal story. Like, beginning of COVID, when everything was going crazy and nobody could figure anything out, he was in a state that was great for COVID spread. And he called me and he said he wanted to come home to New York, you know. School, college was sitting down. Instead of him trying to stay out there, he wanted to fly back home until college opened back up. So me, like an idiot, my job, and I said to them, you know, listen, my son is getting ready to come back. Concerned, you know, right now, just having quarantine for the 14 days, which is what they were telling you. But I just wanted to let you know in case I have to for a couple of days. Conversation with management. They phone call, because my son was coming in, I didn't go in. I was going to pick him up from the airport and stuff. I get a phone call from a totally different person in management, and they said, hi, Joanne, you know, I just wanted to let you know, so-and-so shared this with me, and it's confidential. I don't want you to be worried about it getting out, but we think it would be best if you don't return back to the office. Excuse me?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It would be best, you know, return back, we'll arrange where you can come in and get, you know, your computers and stuff like that, and we'll have you work from home. But right now, we don't think it would
wow.
be well. Okay. Hung up the phone.
We got rid of that troublemaker.
About 2 hours later, I get another phone call. Same person on the phone. She says, you know what, Joanne? She said, guess what? She said, we had two people come in, and we found out that they tested it positive for COVID. Now, they tested positive. She said, we're going to have to shut down the building. So I know that we said to you, everyone's going to wind up going remote. So instead of you coming in, because what she told me was, we don't even want you to come into the building. When you get here, call us. We'll have security bring your stuff down to the car. That's because my son was coming in from a different state. Now we have two people in the building that test positive for COVID. They want to shut the whole building down. We're going to arrange on Saturday for everybody to come in and get their stuff, and then you can bring it home and you'll start working from there. Saturday when I arrived, half the people, they were looking at me like I had blue blinded plague. Full of people that I don't even speak to. So I said, oh, confidentiality? It's just between us? He shared it with me. I was like, okay. I will never tell you anything again. Don't worry about it.
Wow.
Or because I opened my mouth.
You live in that
nerd. They tell you confidentiality and, you know, with your medical clearances and stuff. If you don't want your own business on Eyewitness News, I suggest you don't open your mouth.
that's the thing I don't understand. It's not so much the thing of even trying to understand anymore, because it doesn't even make sense to try to understand it. It's just that this is what it is, and this is what it's going to continue to be. Going forward, what privacy are you really going to have? What rights at work are you going to really have that is dismantling and stripping them away little by little? They don't have to, you know, do the full strip right now, but it's piece by piece, and it's breaking it down, you know, turning everyone against each other, have everyone looking funny at each other. Oh, you're not wearing a mask, or you're not doing this, or somebody going into the store wanting to act crazy because of that. It doesn't make sense. But I guess it gets to the point where certain things are just not about making sense anymore. You know, before we go, all I can say is, listen, everybody here that called in tonight, thank you. You know, Hot Rod, Miss Cherry, Big Red, just be safe.
Yeah.
You know, whether you choose to do the vaccine or not, you know, just be safe. But, you know, just stay woke. You know, stay conscious because, you know, one day, I mean, you just never know. And, you know, before we go, I really have to say, damn, I miss you, Lady T, because a conversation like this, I know she just probably would have went in, man, you know. But, you know, everybody just be safe, man. You know, wear your damn mask. Whether you – just wear the mask. You never know who breath is funky on whatever day. It could be yours. I mean, I don't know. Just wear the damn mask. You know what I'm saying? Because it seems like – you know, yeah, just wear the mask. On that note – But on that note, everybody have a blessed one. Stay safe out there.
You too,
and,
guys. Stay safe.
You know, just be easy. You know, enjoy the rest of your week. All right, peace.
Peace out.
Take care, guys.
Later, guys.
All right, later.
Later.